Higher up, things look different. Believe me, as an angel, I should know, and it's often quite useful. From the sky, the fortifications of the former Hindenburg line that extended from Flanders to the south of the Aisne are clearly visible. Once the wheat has been cut, you can see the many blockhouses in the surrounding fields. From Bonnavie and the hills of Bourlon and Flecker, there is a good panoramic view of the sector where the fighting took place. Imagine the hundreds of tanks suddenly appearing and crisscrossing the landscape at dawn on the 20th of November. I still remember the shock on the faces of the Germans when they saw these machines that looked totally unstoppable. The Hindenburg line was several kilometres wide and was reputed to be uncrossable. The German defences consisted of several parallel trenches protected by concrete fortifications and networks of barbed wire.
In order to cross the trenches, the tanks were equipped with huge bundles of brushwood called fascine. The first tank dropped a fascine in the trench to fill the space, and two others followed along behind, and so on. The tanks were also equipped with grapnels, special hauling anchors designed to pull up the wires.
After his setbacks in the field, our intrepid investigator, Philip Gorsinski, immersed himself in the archives.
In England, I avidly read all the regimental war diaries and other combat reports written by tank commanders. These documents, along with many photos, gave me a very detailed idea of the battle. But more than anything, they enabled me to pinpoint over 100 sites where tanks had been abandoned. Even so, I carried on believing in the site at Flecker.
And salvation, as it often does, came from the air.
We had just discovered some aerial photos of the sector taken by the German army in 1918. It was thanks to these photos that I was able to precisely pinpoint a huge excavation site that had left a great gaping hole at the time due to the English advance. Infrared cameras on French Air Force planes clinched it. With the help of these cameras, I was able to confirm the presence of a large metallic object in the field in question. I just had to hope that it was a tank, and that it would be sufficiently well-preserved to be able to dig it out.